From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Weber County is on nuclear energy, and as KUER's Macy Lipkin reports, they want to hear from residents before any projects are proposed.
Stephanie Russell is the county's economic development director. Her priority is bringing sustainable, high-paying jobs. Nuclear is an option to power the West Weber Inland Port, but Russell wants it to be a conversation between residents and local leaders.
We're going to continue to have these dialogues specifically about nuclear and advanced energy because these projects are coming and we want to make sure that we're either a good fit for it or we've at least done our due diligence to say that we're not a good fit.
Experts talked about nuclear power at a symposium on Wednesday. The State Office of Energy Development is doing these across the state. Some attendees have been gung-ho for more jobs, while others are skeptical. Heather McShane is a spokesperson for the office.
We want to have an actual open conversation and see if, you know, if there's anything that we can help explain to them that would just make them a little less fearful.
Weber County is planning a listening session on nuclear this winter. They hope residents will bring questions and concerns and help shape the county's zoning rules. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
The Widemouth 2 fire burning in Millard and Sevier counties is now over 97,000 acres. 10% of it's contained. Firefighters are dealing with hot and dry conditions with variable winds and tinder-dry fuels. The Millard and Sevier County Sheriff's Offices are posting evacuation information on Facebook. There's a public meeting about the Widemouth 2 fire tonight at Millard High School in Fillmore at 7. The country is at level 5 preparedness due to increased wildfire activity. That's the highest level of readiness there is. Utah's now looking at what actions it'll take against prediction markets like Kalshi. This week, a federal judge gave the state the green light to enforce its anti-gambling laws on them. State Attorney General Derek Brown told Fox 13 the state is working to protect young people.
Now that literally it's in every kid's pocket. And it is flooding them with those dopamine hits of constant, you know, notifications and streaks and all those kinds of things.
Kalshi had sued Utah over the state's plan to crack down on the company. Now Kalshi says it'll appeal the court's decision. Gambling is illegal in Utah, but Kalshi argues it's in the business of prediction markets, not gambling, and those fall under federal jurisdiction. Salt Lake City unveiled its final Fleet Block redevelopment plan last night. The area was once home to murals of people killed by police. The city says the new design will honor that history. But some wonder if it's enough. KUER's Ashley Orduña has more.
Ray Duckworth's cousin, Bobby Duckworth, was killed by police in Carbon County in 2019. His face was among the more than two dozen large portraits painted to preserve their memories. Anonymous artists created the tribute in 2020 after a Minneapolis police officer murdered George Floyd. The buildings were razed last year to make way for redevelopment. Duckworth says she understands rebuilding the area is complicated. The city says it's been working with the community for more than a year to come up with a plan for the new green space. That includes artwork that reflects social justice themes and places to gather. But Duckworth hoped to see more personalized tributes.
We would love to see art that memorialized them because they were people, they were humans. They were all experiencing life and life hardships and, you know, police took them from us.
Duckworth says the city is still talking about what the art installation will look like. So she hopes artists from different backgrounds will pay attention and get involved. For KUER News, I'm Ashley Orduña.
A Salt Lake City man was one of the three people killed in an Idaho shooting over the weekend. Police have now named 66-year-old Dale Schultz as a victim, along with others from California and Idaho. Schultz is being remembered by Salt Lake's Madeline Choir School as a, quote, beloved alumni parent and a gifted artist. His wife, Renette, was also injured in the shooting at an In-N-Out Burger. Police say a 24-year-old gunman opened fire in the Twin Falls restaurant. He then fatally shot himself. Officials are trying to determine a motive. You are listening to KUER News.